Let's talk a bit of sport, eh? As the year passes the halfway point, the various football codes also look towards the end of their respective seasons. So where do the various teams sit at this stage of the season? Are the Sydney Rugby League teams going to dominate against the Queensland clubs or make up for some origin? To discuss in detail, a couple of the producers here with me, Sam and David. Good morning, fellas.
Good morning, Adrian.
Righto, let's lay it all out on the line. I'm a Souths fan, Rabbitohs fan in the NRL. We're going woeful. We're not going to mention anything more. David, who's your teammate?
Canberra Raiders.
Canberra?
Yes.
There you are.
Yeah, Canberra Raiders back in the day that Mel Meninga and Laurie Daly and Ricky Stewart were tearing up.
Some classic teams. Players there. Bradley Clyde, I used to love watching him as a kid.
Brad Clyde? Yeah, great player.
Now, the only person here whose team's probably going to play finals, Sam?
Mighty Seagulls.
Yeah, I wouldn't say mighty, but anyway. You've got us this year anyway. All right, let's kick it off. So, who's leading in the NRL? What are we looking at?
Okay, so the Melbourne Storm are leading the way.
I did call that.
Yeah.
By the way, I called a Canberra Melbourne grand final.
Okay.
I reckon I've got half of it right.
Well, most certainly you've got half of it right. Mm. But,
Canberra not doing too good.
Yeah, well, let me put it another way. You've most certainly got one that won't be there.
Yeah.
And in Canberra, but Melbourne are well in the hunt. But whether they're certain to make the grand final or not, that's another question.
No, they're mortal.
There's no guarantees in the world of sport. But, yeah, they're leading by one win to the Sydney Roosters, who are in second place after beating Newcastle 28-4 on the weekend. And they're the best Sydney team in terms of... they're not the best Sydney team, but they're the best Sydney team in terms of... contesting for that minor premiership and contesting for the title at the end of the season. The other team in contention you would think would be the Cronulla Sharks. They've been a little bit inconsistent of late, but they currently sit fourth, just behind the Broncos, I believe, just ahead of the Cowboys. And they will be in the hunt. Of course, the defending premiers from last season as well, Adrian. Cronulla looking to go back-to-back for the first time since the Brisbane Broncos in 1992-1993.
No chance. You can engrave Melbourne's name on that trophy right now.
You can?
I'm declaring it.
All right.
There it is. Sam, your thoughts, mate?
We'll hold him to it.
Well, I think it's going to be like a grand final replay this weekend. Melbourne play Manly.
Oh.
Down in Melbourne.
You reckon this is it?
Okay.
Melbourne are missing a few players. Manly do have a chance, but then again, it is Melbourne. So
you can never rule them out, can you? Incredible.
You can't.
What about the AFL? Now, I went to my first AFL game on the weekend. Not my first in many years, I should say. Swans playing against St Kilda. I've got a friend who's a St Kilda fan. So we went along and we watched. It's an interesting game.
It's a good game for many.
Yeah.
Plenty of fans of the Sydney Swans that reside in Sydney, and the Sydney Swans are the form team of the competition, Adrian.
Yeah.
They started the season with 6 straight losses, and would you believe it, they've won the last 10 out of their last 11 matches. Mm. 7 in a row, leading into this week's encounter against Hawthorn on Friday night, which will be a big game for them to make it 8 straight, and somewhere thinking that they wouldn't even make the finals after they started the season 6-0.
Yeah.
But it looks like they might contest for the top 4, which will put them in a great position to contend for the title come finals time.
Sam, you an AFL man at all?
I don't understand the game at all, to be honest.
You'd be like me. I was sat there at the weekend sort of going, what's going on here?
Yeah,
there's bits of it you sort of pick up.
Melbourne, it's like a different world down there.
Yeah, isn't it? They're a weird mob down there.
They're very fanatical about their AFL.
Aren't they just? Now, you've written here, the game they play in heaven. What's the game they play in heaven?
Well, the game they play in heaven is known as rugby union.
Is it?
But it's probably a subject that Australian rugby union fans wouldn't want to hear much about at the moment. This weekend's the semi-finals of the Super Rugby competition, which doesn't include any Australian sides. The only Australian side to make the finals were the ACT Brumbies. But unfortunately, to highlight how bad Australian rugby is going, the Brumbies finished the top of the Australian Conference. So just to quickly explain for the listeners, there's a few conferences in the Super Rugby that include the New Zealand teams, the Australian teams, and then there's two conferences where one includes the South African teams and then there's another that includes the Japanese team, the Sunwolves, and the Argentinian team, the Jaguars, and as well as a couple of other South African teams that are not included in the other South African conference. So it's very complex. But the Brumbies finished the top of the Australian Conference, Adrian, with 34 points. The lowest ranked New Zealand team, the Auckland Blues, finished with 37 points.
So our best.
And they didn't qualify for the finals. So our best couldn't beat the New Zealand
teams. The
worst New Zealand team, basically. Sort of
sums it up a bit, doesn't it? Sums it up a bit. Now, the A-League, Sam, I know you're a big soccer man.
I am.
So when does that start?
Starts Friday, the 6th of October.
Okay, so we're not,
we're not too far away from the A-League. Of course, Sydney FC are the defending champions.
Had a huge year last year.
It was massive. I was actually fortunate enough to be at the game last season, the grand final between Sydney FC and Melbourne Victory. Great atmosphere there at Allianz Stadium. And, yeah, Sydney FC will be looking to defend their title and their Premier's Plate title. Premier's Plate being their minor Premier's title for finishing first at the end of the regular season before the playoffs or the finals. And, yeah, currently the FFA Cup is currently proceeding for
which is the big knockout comp.
It's the big knockout comp.
It's good fun to watch that.
Yeah.
Like you see watched a lot of, it last night.
Yeah.
Some big games. Some games went to extra time. One game was tied at 3-3, went into extra time. I think it went up to about 5-3. Yeah. A lot of goals.
Awesome. Because you see a lot of the, what's the word, non-professional teams playing against the Sydney FCs and the Melbourne Cities and the like, and it's always good to see.
Well, Sydney FC next week play Darwin Rovers.
Really?
So there you go.
Darwin Rovers.
In Darwin, I believe.
I think last year they showed up to their game in a Hummer, so who knows what they'll do this year.
Awesome.
Could be a historic upset.
Absolutely. Well, gentlemen, thank you so much. There we are, a bit of a sports wrap of what's happening this year. As I was saying, I reckon Melbourne have got the NRL wrapped up, but that's just me.